Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves. It's time for Odd News with Scott and Val. The only segment brave enough to ask, who let this happen? And then read it out loud anyway. Proof that evolution is taking a coffee break in America. And one or two other places too. These are real stories involving real people who woke up that morning and chose chaos. If you're thinking, surely no one would actually do that, allow us to assure you, yes. Yes, they would, repeatedly. So settle in, lower your expectations, and remember, this isn't fiction. It's humanity, unsupervised, on Odd News with Scott and Val.
All right, there you go. Scott and Val with your Odd News for Tuesday, March 10th. And we've got a good show for you today. We always kick off Odd News with the little news attacks, which are just basically one-liners, sometimes accompanied by a joke. And Val, would you like to kick it off today?
I would love to.
What are you giggling?
Researchers show that watching a curvaceous woman can feel like a reward in the brain of men. Especially if that woman is carrying a full tray of cheese fries and a beer.
Yes. Survey of men who use dating apps finds many of them are uninterested in women whose hobbies include volunteering, reading, watching TV, and going to the movies. Basically, men hate women whose hobbies include anything other than us.
So true. A study found that in homes where dishes are washed by hand, children were 40% less likely to develop allergies. Making your kids wash dishes is just one way of telling you how much we love you. Now, don't forget the roasting pan.
Research on strokes, heart attacks, and diabetes concludes that we're still eating far too much processed meat and red meat, Val.
No.
It couldn't be come at a worse time for Wendy's new bacon hot dog cheeseburger bacon burger. I had to practice
double
that
bacon.
Last night. Double. Yeah, Wendy's new bacon hot dog cheeseburger double bacon burger. I'd say that five times real fast.
For sure. Spring is almost here. Yeah. At least that's what I learned when I closed Facebook and looked up.
Val. Oh, almost as fun as that. The ham trail. In Germany, a man who robbed a butcher shop was caught when the police followed a trail of ham to his house. My comment? What a pig.
Ooh, tax season. I have to do my taxes over again. I noticed this morning that the calculator I was using last night was actually my TV remote.
But you're all caught up with Roku.
True.
All right, moving on to Wacky But True. We don't add anything to these stories, but sound effects are music. And today, again, it's, I don't know if it's popular demand, but it is music. First story, Val. Guy in Italy swallowed an expensive gem, finally gave it up.
Returned it?
Yes. In a special way. For a week, police poked through his bowel movements, but they couldn't find the $30,000 gem until 4 days after the theft.
Oh, his metabolism is as slow as mine.
Slow. What kind of song do you think I made with that?
A poopy one?
Yeah. Suspense. Intrigue.
In Italy, a thief got bold, swallowed a jewel worth 30,000 or more. Cops said, fine, we'll play it slow, and waited for the rock to show. For days they checked the evidence trail. Let's just say the search got very detailed. Flush it down, wait around. Treasure hunt lost, but not found. Crime don't pay, but fiber make a play-by-play. When diamonds take the scenic route tonight, just relax. If you push, you will be in for a fight. 30 grand on the bathroom floor. That's one gem worth fighting for.
The problem with making these is you want to hear them again. I've been walking around last night after I was done going, that's one gem worth fighting for.
I would probably dig through stuff for $30,000.
I would dig through it too. As long as it wasn't for me or for you.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
A Tennessee couple is seeking $300,000 in damages from a Longhorn steakhouse after a large set of decorative antlers. Oh, I think I skipped
that's
a
fine.
Whole line.
It's fine.
After a dinner date went south, Dennis and Patricia Schwartz claim that a large set of decorative antlers fell off the restaurant wall and struck them, causing significant physical injury and mental anguish.
Of course.
The lawsuit details, which surfaced this week, allege the restaurant was negligent in securing the heavy taxidermy. Getting bored by a dead animal while eating a dead animal? That's just the circle of life with a lawyer involved.
And, of course, it's Tennessee and Texas Longhorn Steakhouse. We have to go country.
Yeah, dinner date at Longhorn Steak. Couple waiting for the ribeye plate. And from the wild with a mighty crack, a giant rat came falling back. Now, lawyers say the pain was real. Nothing like antlers in your meal. Antlers falling from the sky, dinner in a black and dye. When the decor joins a fight, that's a lawsuit. Every night, steakhouse special. Table for two comes with trauma. And a lawsuit for you.
Of course, the only way you could, like, even convince yourself to do a country song would be to make a country rap.
Yes. Yeah, I have a real hard time doing just straight country. It's just not my thing, Val. It looks like we got some hiss after that. Let's try. No, all right. There, it's getting quieter. Sometimes it comes from the radio station. We don't know what it is. We consider it a gift. All right. Callers to a Washington...
That keeps giving.
Yeah, that keeps giving. But look at that. It's slowly going away. Callers to a Washington State licensing hotline were surprised. That's in Washington State where you are, Val. So you can test this out. We're surprised when they called and selected press 2 for Spanish. Instead of a Spanish-speaking operator, they got an AI voice speaking English in a very heavy Spanish accent. So he's just trying to impersonate that he's Spanish. All right, that's right. The automated system didn't switch languages at all. It just sounded like someone doing an impression. The bizarre glitch left callers confused and slightly offended until the state fixed the system. All right, nothing says critical edge artificial intelligence like a robot that learned languages from watching old Speedy Gonzales cartoons. I got a song for this one, too. And I'm paying homage to the Spanish. Bring on the accordion!
Yo, es el borracho now. Es el borracho now. Press 2 for Spanish on the phone. Robot answered all alone. But instead of switching like it should, it just spoke English because it could. Call us pause like what is this? Robot language improv bliss. Hello, hola, what's the play? AI learned the wrong cliche. Future tech so sleek and bright. Still doing accents wrong at night. If robots run the world one day, they better learn Rosetta Stone, okay? Okay.
Okay, I like that one too.
Okay. Me?
Yes, I think it's you.
I think it's me. In the Southland region of New Zealand, where two teenagers are currently the leading candidates for the world's worst decision makers. Wow. The pair visited a local charity shop to drop off some goods, but they accidentally included a knapsack. Sorry, I've got a cat that just jumped in front of my screen. Fiona, I can't read.
She's like fighting her, too. That's awesome.
She is. They visited a local charity shop to drop off some goods, but they accidentally included a knapsack containing 43 grams of marijuana and over $3,700 in cash. Police released the details today after a volunteer discovered the pungent bag and called the authorities before the frantic teens could return to claim their stash. Finally, a charity that provides what the people actually need to survive in 2026.
There's a spoiler alert with this, though, Val. The cops got the high score on this one. Can you imagine taking your bag full of weed and dropping it off at Goodwill?
Hey, hey, at least they were trying to be, you know, charitable.
There you go.
Two teens rolled up feeling slick. Dropping off bags real fast and quick. But one backpack had a funky smell. 40 grams in cash as well. Volunteer said, this seems odd. Call the cops and praise the job. Charity shop surprise today. Someone donated their stash away. Cash and weed in a giveaway. Best donation of the day. Helping hands and helping highs. Till the cops claim the prize.
Moving on, residents and tourists in Kentucky recently celebrated the 150th anniversary of one of the strangest events in American history, the Kentucky Meat Shower. Yes, back in 1876, chunks of meat mysteriously fell from the sky into a farm in Bath County, baffling scientists and turning the event into a regional legend. Skip forward. To commemorate the bizarre moment, organizers hold a festival where a small airplane flies overhead and drops hundreds and thousands of individually wrapped beef sticks into the crowd gathered below. Yes, an aircraft literally bombed people with Slim Jims. Hundreds of attendees scrambled around grabbing meat sticks falling from the sky like carnivorous confetti. Ooh, I like that. Carnivorous confetti.
Ooh, carnivorous confetti.
Children ran around filling bags while adults gathered, debated whether this was a hysterical tribute or the world's most aggressive picnic. Historians say the original meat shower remains unexplained, but the modern version was solved immediately. It's called a pilot with a Costco membership.
Oh, for sure.
Well, it's Kentucky. You actually got a tail in your mouth.
I do.
That means you're about 8 inches away from a cat fanny.
Exactly. I don't know. She's trying to be part of the show today, but she's giving us the wrong end.
That's right. All right. Well, she could maybe go to Kentucky, too.
Kentucky skies were clear and bright. Then a little plane came buzzing by. People looked up with hungry eyes. And Slim Jim started falling from the skies. Kids went running. Tornado across the land. Meat from heaven raining down. Beef stick blizzard in this town. Don't ask why, you don't ask how. Just grab that jerky falling now. History books can't explain why Kentucky snacks fall like rain.
All I'm going to say is I am saving the best for last.
Okay. I'm just dying.
She just won't. Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you're watching online, it's quite the cat butt show. There you go. It's pretty awesome.
It's just his tail. Oh, all right, the best for last. Paleontologists from the Field Museum published a report on March 4th regarding a bizarre discovery on the edge of the Amazon rainforest. They found a new living fossil species called Tonkia amnenicola.
That's pretty good.
Which features a permanently twisted jaw and teeth that face sideways. After finding 8 separate specimens, researchers realized the deformity was actually a failed experiment in evolution. Looks like nature's first attempt at a British smile, though.
So the whole jaw and the mouth is sideways, out the head.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. All and right. It was a deformity, not like a separate species.
It's not a well, they're calling it a deformity, but it's actually caused by evolution. They said
failed experiment in evolution.
All right, I
think it was the aliens. That was their first attempt, and they kept trying until they still got it wrong.
Let's find out.
Deep in the jungle by the river bend, scientists found a mutant friend. Twisted jaw and sideways teeth, looking like nature sneezed beneath. Sideways smile in the wild unknown, nature tried and missed the tone. Crooked grin and a funky bite, Darwin saying, well, not quite. If evolution had a blooper reel, the English get the closing squeeze.
Oh,
Nigel is going to get even with that? Us for this one.
Oh, all right. Last story, authorities are looking for a naked man accused of stealing an American flag from a Florida home to use it to cover himself. Imagine that happening in Florida.
Imagine.
The Volusia County Sheriff's Office tweeted video taken from the home that may help identify the man. The 19-second video shows a man walking up some steps and looking toward the ceiling. The video then cuts to the man standing near the edge of the porch, wrapping himself, his naked body, in the American flag to cover the chest and the front of himself. And then he disappears.
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready for this song, I think.
Yeah. This one's actually a full minute because, well, it's worth it. Sneaky.
Florida night on a quiet street. Nothing on his bum or his feet. Porch cam rolling stars and stripes. Prove God believes in prototypes. Standing proud in patriotic style. Freedom ringing.
All right, that is your odd news.